Okay. Were you able to get your time down at all? And then you'll have to state your name for the record.
This appropriate place?
Yeah. Well, actually, right, the center one would be great.
The middle chair?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're front and center.
My name is Rosamond Crowder. I'm from Willits. And we have decided we would like to just stay in the order that we asked for and just go as we go. If we could line up in order, then there won't be so much time in between us. And whoever doesn't get to speak, we'd be happy to stay until at the end. And then also we would be happy to offer a workshop to go more in depth on this subject. So are we lining up?
All right. So I have Lasara, I have Rose, Rosamond Crowder. I have Elaine Drill. I have Sarah Grusky. And I have Mad Strong.
Okay.
And there will be a pretty strict 3 minutes. First of all, we want to thank you for coming. It's a public place. I want to be a little bit more welcoming than I have been trying to structure the time. So we appreciate you coming to us, and I want you to feel welcome.
Thank you.
And with that, we'll start with your 3 minutes, and if we can have the clock
okay,
go.
Okay, we've worked pretty hard at getting this 3 minutes down. So with that said, I'd like to let you know that Condition 5 of the Willits Bypass 401 permit says, and I quote, Caltrans shall submit plans and reports to the satisfaction of the executive officer of the Regional Water Board by all dates and timeframes detailed in this order, unless an exception is granted by the executive officer, or all bypass construction activities shall cease and desist until the Water Board authorize operations. This condition could not be more clear. Caltrans continually misses deadlines and attempts to provide less mitigation than they originally agreed to. The Water Board has granted numerous exemptions, extensions, and waivers. There is ample justification to call for a cease and desist order. The staff needs your support if they are going to take this kind of action. And we are here to let you know it's time for strength. We are here to clarify the reasons this is not only justified, but necessary. The recent January 15th letter to Caltrans threatens a cease and desist, but stops short of issuing such an order. We support all the reasons given in the letter, but it does not go far enough. There are more items that need to be added to the list of deliverables, and until they can be delivered, all bypass activities should cease and desist, as stated in Permit Condition 5, not just fill activities. I have a short list. I can talk to you about those later. Mitigation of the damages is delayed because the mitigation plan is not finished and because it is not funded. This delay in mitigation should require more mitigation or, better yet, reduced impacts. Caltrans can reduce the impacts, and a cease and desist order will make it infinitely more attractive. Anytime mitigation is delayed, there is justification to call for reduced impacts. No more exceptions, no more delays. Reduce the impacts because you can. Thank you.
Could you come right up here with those? Because I want you to see these pictures. So the five of you who are holding these pictures, it doesn't matter. The order doesn't matter. My name's Ellen Drell, and I'm here with the Willits Environmental Center and other groups that are involved in the Willits Bypass Project and that have attempted to get Caltrans to reduce the size of this project for many years. we're here in the spirit of, as Steve said, in the spirit of bringing people together and creative thinking. Because we have a criminal situation going on up in Willits right now with the Willits Bypass. I don't know how much you know about the Willits Bypass, but it's basically an ultimate four-lane freeway that goes from 2 miles south of Willits to about 1 mile north of Willits to the east of Willits through Little Lake Valley. And I don't use the word criminal lightly, and it's not hyperbole. The reason I say criminal is two things. One, this full-blown four-lane freeway bypass, there's some nuance here, but basically that's what's happening up there, was sold to the agencies based on fraudulent traffic data and on fraudulent representation of the Federal Highway Administration requirements. That's fact. We have the evidence. The other reason I say it's criminal is because there is no effective mitigation plan in place right now. And I just want to point out these pictures to show you what's going on in Willits. And it's especially ironic and poignant in this epic drought. This is what's happened to the south end of Willits. It's a vast area that's been leveled. Oak woodlands and hillsides and creeks have been turned into this. This is what's happening to Bechtel Creek. Bechtel Creek is one of the most important salmon and steelhead spawning streams that's a tributary to Outlet Creek, which is a tributary to the Eel River. It's being stripped of vegetation. And this particular activity was not even clear to us or the agencies that that was going to happen. This is Hale Creek, another salmon and steelhead bearing creek stream, actually rerouted in order to accommodate a massive southern interchange that's totally unnecessary. This is the Pièce de Résistance. This is the northern interchange, a larger than I-5 size interchange north of Willits that will handle a handful of traffic, at the most, I don't know, probably less than 8,000 vehicles a day. This massive interchange snakes down to this two-lane Highway 101 just beyond this group of trees. What Caltrans is perpetrating on our valley is nothing short of vandalism. This is the same northern interchange, and this is a good picture because it shows Highway 101, two-lane Highway 101, just beyond the trees, where this interchange will snake down and meet Highway 101, just on the north edge of this picture. No. I don't want to take more than my 3 minutes, but I...
The clock is up.
So there's a lot more to say, but I just want to emphasize again that we have an opportunity. We truly are here in the spirit of cooperation and creative thinking, and you'll hear about this from a few other people. There is a way, even at this late date, to reduce these unnecessary impacts, to protect our watershed, and reduce excessive unnecessary use of water, for one thing. And to assist your staff in finally standing up to Caltrans and demanding that they come to the table and try and salvage the fiasco of this bypass. Thank you.
We had Sarah Grusky, then Mad Strong, Will Parrish, and Freddie Long, if you could all be queued up.
Dear gentlemen of the North Coast Regional Water Quality Board, my name is Sarah Grusky. My husband and I manage a small organic farm with gardens, orchards, community-supported goat dairy, and a potato farming project. We moved to this area 8 years ago to contribute to the inspiring efforts in Willits to develop a more sustainable local economy and build a stronger, more diverse local food shed. We're now seeing all of this hard work and community aspiration to build a more resilient local economy and self-sufficient food system threatened by the construction of Caltrans bypass and its impacts to our water resources. It appears that all the impacts of the Caltrans bypass may be further exacerbated by the drought conditions. Let me connect a few of these dotted lines. And let me point out, because Ellen didn't have a chance, this picture right here is what the wetlands looks like right now with 55,000 wick drains. This is a time when there's supposed to be no net loss of wetlands in this state. Caltrans now owns more than 2,000 acres of Little Lake Valley due to an unprecedented taxpayer-sponsored buying spree for a so-called mitigation plan that remains unimplemented today, as you know. Approximately, this means one-third of Little Lake Valley is now owned by Caltrans, crowding out the possibility of local agriculture. At a time when the state is supposed to be implementing a no-net loss of wetlands mandate, we're watching the largest wetlands fill operation since World War II in our backyards. This is what it looks like. The city of Willits has now issued a stage 5 water emergency. In order to provide basic water resources to our residents, the city must now develop and pump new wells drawing on the valley aquifer. Meanwhile, Caltrans has sunk these 55,000 wick drains to dry out and compress 60 acres of wetlands in our valley to build an unnecessary freeway. This wetlands fill operation will impede the recharge into the valley aquifer, and this is the very same aquifer that the city must now draw on to meet the basic needs of residents, and the very same aquifer that we as farmers rely on to grow the food for the residents of our valley, for an unnecessary freeway. Caltrans has withdrawn 8 million gallons of water from our watershed in the first year of construction. Meanwhile, this is one example, a local farm-to-table program at Brookside School that provides fresh produce to the school lunch program has been canceled due to lack of water. So we're here today to ask you to do the right thing. No more exemptions, no more extensions, no more waivers, no more tolerance of noncompliance and unmet conditions. Please provide the mandate and support for your staff to immediately issue a cease and desist order to Caltrans. As you know, there are many bypass construction options, but people sitting in this room who came here today have spent decades trying to convince Caltrans to implement. But still today, there are options that can reduce these impacts, and Madge, our city councilman, will address them now. So we're asking for a cease and desist order immediately in order to support the bypass scale back proposal that you will hear about next. We also would like to offer to all of the board members a workshop to go into these issues more in detail. We know there's not an opportunity today, but it is urgent, and we'd like the opportunity to address the board more in depth at a time of your convenience. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the board. My name is Madge Strong. I represent Willits Economic Localization. I'm a member of other organizations. I'm also on the Willits City Council. As I think it's been pointed out, that we have a four-lane freeway coming north towards Willits. 70% of the traffic from that freeway actually goes into Willits and will continue to go into Willits or Highway 20. North of Willits is a two-lane highway, and the traffic on it looks like that during rush hour. The Caltrans numbers say about 8,000 vehicles per day on that two-lane highway north of Willits, and actually at least a quarter of those are bound in and out of Willits rather than traffic that would use the bypass. And they are very adequately carried on a two-lane highway. So in order to justify a four-lane freeway, Caltrans did a lot of creative things. They jimmied the traffic projections very massively. One of the things they did is they assumed 2% growth rate every single year. There's actually been, over a 20-year period, 0% growth rate. And MCOG, our Council of Governments, has projected 0.5%, and that's sort of wishful thinking. So the traffic projections were completely unrealistic. And then the biggest thing that they did is that they misrepresented the Federal Highway Administration, claiming that they required them to build at this quote-unquote level of service and had to have a four-lane freeway. On the basis of those misrepresentations, your agency and others were convinced to allow this four-lane design to go ahead. It was all a lie. We were misled. Everyone was. They are, in fact, not building four lanes. They're only building two lanes. However, they're doing it on a design of a four-lane freeway. So they are doing almost all of the impacts. They will undoubtedly never have a phase two. In other words, they're going to only build two lanes. Once they build two lanes, it's more than adequate to handle the traffic. They will never get funding for the second two lanes, but they will have done all of the damage. The most important damage that this, at this point, hasn't all been done yet is the northern interchange. This is an illustration of the lower one is what Caltrans is proposing, 40 acres of wetland fill just for this northern interchange, I-5 style, and it's two lanes going into two lanes. on their files, they have the roundabout, which is shown there on the top, which would reduce the amount of wetlands being filled by at least 30 acres. And it is perfectly adequate to handle this traffic.
And your time is up. Please summarize.
So I just wanted, I will give you copies of that illustration, and I wanted to say that a cease and desist order, which is more than justified for all sorts of other reasons, will force Caltrans to the table to reduce the impacts. Thank you.
Will Parrish.
I'm speaking only for myself, and I want to speak to some of the things that people in Willits have done in the last year or so to oppose this project. I said my name is Will Parrish. It was about a year ago this week that a young woman who works at the farm that Sarah Grusky mentioned, that is a school farm that has canceled its operation for this year due to a lack of water, scaled a tree in the route of the Willits Bypass on January 28th to try to block construction of the bypass from going forward. And at that time, after Caltrans' heroic campaign of lies and treachery and power plays had secured the right to begin building the bypass, at that point was met with about 30 people in Willits over the course of the next several months who have been arrested trying to physically get in the way of this bypass from being constructed. People have been charged with trespassing, resisting arrest. Several of us have gone through court cases that have involved our efforts to try to protect the watershed of Little Lake Valley from being destroyed. And in the case of several of us, we've taken actions in the northern Little Lake Valley wetlands, which are being subject to the largest wetlands destruction of any project in Northern California in the last 50 years in terms of acreage. Almost 90 acres of wetlands are being destroyed. This is in the headland, the headwaters area of Outlet Creek, which is the largest remaining coho salmon run in the state of California, which is connected to Hale Creek, which is connected to Bechtel Creek, as Ellen Durrell mentioned. And I read in the San Francisco Chronicle in this past Sunday edition that biologists are now projecting that coho salmon, the Central Coast coho salmon, which extend from southern Humboldt County down to Santa Cruz County, are on the verge of going extinct because of this drought exacerbating the years and years of degradation of their habitat that have been caused. And yet here we have Caltrans pursuing a completely unnecessary project in this wetlands area, which is the headwaters of the largest coho salmon run in the state. And right now we can actually take measures to stop that from going forward. And by issuing a cease and desist order before April 15th to stop further degradation of those wetlands, you can act to actually protect this invaluable part of our public trust heritage, the coho salmon, that are such an important part of the legacy of this state, such an important part of the ecology of this state, and that have compelled people in Willits over the last year to put our bodies on the line because the resource agencies of this state are not doing their jobs.
And your time is up. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for your attention.
And I want to call up, so people are in line, Freddie Long, William Ray, Patricia Norris, and Thomas Fristo.
Hi. My name is Freddie Long. As you know, Governor Brown has declared a drought state emergency and initiated measures to conserve California's depleted water reserves. One such measure is to conserve and monitor California's groundwater reserves, which is why most of us are here today. Last week, Mendocino County and the city of Willits both declared water emergencies. The city of Willits declared a stage 5 water emergency and has instituted mandatory reduction of in water use for both residents and businesses. Businesses in Willits are being asked to reduce water by 35%. Some businesses are voluntarily closing portions of their operations to help stretch the water reserves. And this has a significant impact on the financial health of these local businesses. We residents of Willits, Brook Trails, and the outlying districts are being asked to reduce our water use dramatically. Without rain and under current mandatory water rationing, the 1,500 households and neighboring subdivision Brook Trails, where I happen to live, has 80 days of water left. We must reduce our water use to 110 gallons a day per day for a family of four. We must sacrifice while Caltrans gets the green light to take unlimited vast amounts of our water. How can this be possible? This water is our water. This is our life. Caltrans has stated the project used 4 to 8 million gallons of water. It's depending on whether you're looking at wastewater or groundwater for dust control and compaction last year. Much of this water was drawn from valley wells with a similar but smaller amount coming from the city's treated wastewater. This coming season, water usage for the project is likely to be much higher because they'll be doing a longer season, for one thing. The 6-mile bypass, the size of I-5 around the town of Willits, goes through 82 acres of wetlands. This project was sold to the regulatory agencies, including you guys at the Water Board, on the basis of fabricated traffic volumes and fraudulent claims regarding Federal Highway Administration requirements. Not only is this oversized project draining 82 acres of wetlands during a record-breaking statewide drought, but construction of the 5 miles of elevated embankment will require thousands of gallons of water per hour per day throughout the construction season to compact the fill and to provide dust control. Where will this water come from? Well, Caltrans plans to get it from Willits Sewer Plant and from groundwater wells within the groundwater basin of Willits, the very water that residents and businesses are trying so desperately to conserve. We residents and businesses are willing to dramatically cut our water use, let our gardens and landscapes projects die.
And your time is up, so please summarize.
Okay. Anyway, we're willing to cut back, but we're not willing to sit back while Caltrans sucks millions of gallons of water from our aquifer to bury precious wetlands for an oversized freeway, especially when there's a far simpler project, as been mentioned before.
Thank you for your testimony.
Okay, thank you. Please cease and desist.
Next person is William Ray.
Thank you for this opportunity. I think you're aware that your staff has presented a list of violations that Caltrans has committed.
He did.
William Ray of Willits. Your staff has presented a list of violations, but they're not authorized to make policy decisions. Only you are. And you, as well as we, have been made fools by Caltrans. There is no mitigation which your approval was predicated upon. They promised they would perform mitigations for loss of the wetlands. Caltrans has no money to do so. It's something like the guy who found out that his wife was going to have their 10th child, and someone asked him, how could this happen? And his only answer was, well, she just come up pregnant. But this isn't a joke. They're going to change our valley, reduce our wetlands, diminish the wildlife and the way that we live on a fabrication. And it's where it touches you is that your integrity as the agency in the state that protects water has been made foolish by a lie. And you have ample reason to cease and desist what they're doing. Thank you.
Thank you. Patricia Norris, followed by Thomas Fristo, Robin Leeler, and Karen Davis.
My name is Patricia Norris. I live in Willits, Brook Trails, actually. And I want to speak briefly about, we don't have a land manager. Condition 15 of the 401 says that at least 90 days prior to conducting any channel, ground, or vegetation-disturbing activities, Caltrans was required to appoint a land manager for the mitigation lands, get their concurrence with mitigation plan, and have approval from the land manager on the amount of money required to carry out the work. This means a signed cooperative agreement. The planned manager, the Mendocino County Resource Conservation District, has not even seen the cooperative agreement, let alone a revised PAR that reflects recent changes to the mitigation. Some of these changes amount to flood control management. Ranchers have been the unofficial flood control for the valley by means of taking tractors down straightened streams, turned channels. Vegetation is systematically removed to facilitate getting sediment out. This conflict of allowing streams to meander while maintaining fish passage has not been worked out. Later, last year, when the Water Board allowed Caltrans to begin, Condition 16 was also waived. Condition 16 requires the land manager to comply with all conditions of the order. The Resource Conservation District has specifically declined to comply with any conditions relating to short-term mitigation, which means anything that hasn't reached success criteria. Thus, we are stuck with Caltrans being the land manager, which is not their expertise, nor do they want the job or are they doing it. The justification for waiving conditions 15 and 16 was that Caltrans had satisfied eight other conditions. Condition 15 and 16 are crucial to the success of the mitigation, should not be waived, and are still not satisfied a year after construction began. It's time to quit letting Caltrans slide, and time to deliver a cease and desist order and call for reduced impacts. I also, another problem that it has is that the Willits Bypass Mitigation Plan is not funded. And I have charts to give to all of you to see what the funding has been. The delay in the mitigation could mean years of degraded water before mitigation takes effect. We already have a 1 year of delay in implementation because of funding, and there could be all kinds of delays. So I'm going to stop at this point and just say, on all these grounds, we ask that you give a cease and desist order.
Thank you.
My name is Thomas Fristo. I am a business owner and a citizen of Willits. I'd like to talk to you about the mitigation, which has been frequently mentioned as not going forward as it should, despite promises by Caltrans. They're having difficulty with their funding. It's coming in at three times what they have budgeted for. They're delaying this mitigation every chance they get, and they're destroying the wetlands in the meantime. This is the opportunity for Caltrans to lessen these impacts. When Caltrans requests an exemption to do less mitigation, it's an opportunity for the Water Board to enforce a cease and desist as put forth in Condition 5 and to revisit the impacts of this bypass on the wetlands. The Clean Water Act calls for avoidance before mitigation. This is a time to require Caltrans to avoid 30 acres of wetland destruction at the Northern Interchange. The Ryan Creek Project is one example of how Caltrans delays and defunds mitigation measures even while the destruction of the wetlands goes right along. Condition 13 of the agreement has states that Ryan Creek Project plans would do June 2012. It was not done. And that the South Culvert be completed by October of 2013. Also, that was not done. The cost of design and implementation has been identified as $4 million. But since then, Caltrans agreed to fix both the North and South Culverts. Yet at the same time, they lowered the cost to $3 million and failed to complete designs to justify this. Now they're trying to wiggle out of their commitment again. Here's a direct quote from Caltrans, without final PS&E, that's the cost of the project. Without final PS&E, we cannot commit to construct the North Culvert. Now, the Department of Fish and Wildlife does not accept this, and neither do we. It's just one example out of many of the failure of Caltrans to comply with their promises, which are the requirements of this project. Please, please, no more exemptions, no more extensions, no more waivers. Now is the time to call for compliance, such as the actual construction of improvements to Ryan Creek before more fill is added to the wetlands. Now is the time for the Water Board to require a plan to reduce the impact at the Northern Interchange from 40 acres of wetlands destruction to 10 acres before Caltrans proceeds with construction in the spring. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for this opportunity. My name is Robin Leeler. I'm a high school algebra teacher and a 30-year resident of Willits. I'd like to address the issue of WIC drains particularly, because these were a shock to all of us who followed the impacts of the Willits bypass. WIC drains are barely mentioned in any EIR. No one even knew about them until earlier this year. 55,000 WIC drains were purchased and stitched into the wetlands of Willits, 80 feet deep. WIC drains is a bit of a misnomer. They don't actually drain water in the traditional sense. They're more like giant straws. Okay. Once they're installed, the wicks are covered with 20 to 30 feet of soil, and the pressure squeezes any moisture up and out of the soil. Their purpose is to shorten the compaction time for construction. The problem is they compact the soil, creating a huge underground dam that cuts off the water flow. It's unbelievable that the impacts of these 55,000 WIC drains on 40 acres of wetlands was not even considered in any environmental report. And it has been allowed to continue. Caltrans always tells us, well, we're going to build more wetlands, you know. Well, yeah, right. We all know that that's like growing a 1,000-year-old redwood in our lifetimes. It just doesn't happen. The mitigation plan is so seriously flawed that you must stop the construction now until the conditions for protecting our wetlands are agreed upon and they are meeting those conditions. Your last letter to Caltrans used the wording, in order to avoid formal enforcement, this is what has to happen. I think it's too late for another letter like that. I am begging you to enforce the law and direct staff to start formal enforcement proceedings on Caltrans. It's the only way to bring them to the table and have them live up to their fine promises to protect, restore, and enhance wetlands. There's not enough time here to address all our concerns. I'm requesting more time. I ask that you add us to the agenda at your next regular meeting so we can discuss all these concerns more fully. The compaction of 40 acres of wetlands with the use of 55,000 WIC drains destroys the ability of this land to recharge the water basin forever. We're in emergency water conditions. We can't afford any further losses of our groundwater recharge. Here's the good part. The WIC drains are not yet activated. They can be left inactive, and the wetlands can be left alone. Better yet, the WIC drains could be removed still, and the wetlands will naturally restore themselves with a little help.
Your time is up.
Thank you. So I'm asking three things. Halt the continued fill, order the WIC drains to be left inactive, and you give us 2 hours at your next meeting to talk more. Thank you.
Thank you. That gets us up to the 30-minute time period. I'm going to take up a resolution expressing appreciation to Board Member Heidi Harris. For people who still want to speak on this issue, you can go for 2 minutes here on out, or you can wait till the end of the meeting and get your 3 minutes. So why don't you sort that out while I call up Heidi Harris? Did get a special request that I am going to grant. We have a high school student who's learning to participate in the public process, and they need to get back to class, and so I'd like to call them early, and I apologize to anyone I bumped and hope you understand. So Aurora O'Greenfield, and thank you for coming. We appreciate your concern for your community.
Thank you for having me. My name is Aurora O'Greenfield. I'm an independent study student at Willits Charter School, so I'm happy I could make it to represent my friends and peers in Willits. Willits is one of the hardest hit cities in California by the drought. We only have 80 days of water left at conservation use. All of the water efficient washing machines in California can't make up for the millions of gallons drawn to use for the bypass. And if this drought is our Hurricane Sandy, this is us pulling together. And I just wanted to ask that you accept me as the voice of those who could not be here to speak today, such as the youth and the children who I regularly participate in, you know, dance classes and theater classes with, and my fellow high school students who are all that I've spoken to deeply concerned about the effects that the bypass is going to have on our community and is currently having on our community. And on behalf of all of them and, you know, all the animals who can't speak for themselves too, please take immediate and drastic actions against Caltrans, such as requesting the removing of wick drains and a cease and desist. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I was also had a brief conversation with legal counsel, and she was quite right. This is a public item, and so what actions we can take is very limited. There's one other complicating factor that I'm going to address to board members, and that is you can use this for issue identification. You can't use it for any conclusions of fact, because if there ever should be an enforcement hearing, it has to be based solely on the evidence in that hearing. And so I don't want to have everyone disqualified from the vote because we listen. So I think everyone needs to realize what we're doing is identifying issues, and we'll respond at that level within a limited capacity of not being on the agenda. So with that, we'll call Lasara Allen, and then we have Karen Davis, and then we have Sandra Marshall and Cynthia Reiser-Jevons, and all of you are 2 minutes if you're talking in this tranche.
I'm going to try and be really quick. Okay. I live in Brook Trails, family of four. Oh, Lasara Allen, I'm sorry. I live in Brook Trails, family of four. We're already on rationing to 110 gallons a day. We are currently reusing bathwater for dishes. We are currently using leftover water to water plants. The drought is already affecting us severely. We can't imagine what it's going to be like in the summer if we are rationed down, as has been talked about, to 50 gallons a day per family of four. It's unrealistic. We're already buying water to drink, so we don't impact our water supply too badly. Our house is trying to be very conservative. So already facing that kind of severe restriction and looking into the summer and realizing how, I mean, for those of us who understand how watersheds work, it is impossible to ignore the loss of healthy riparian culture in the Willits Valley and how it affects the rest of our water system. So I'm going to echo the request that we have this item on your next meeting agenda. We'd like to be able to show up and participate fully in the discussion of what the outcomes might possibly be, and of course entertain the notion of a cease and desist for Caltrans, because that action would need to be taken before April 15 when they're set to start action up again with the bypass. So thank you very much.
Karen Davis, and you'll need to put your name on the record when you speak too.
My name is Karen Davis. I'm from Willits. In 2010, when the Water Board issued the 401 permit, the mitigation plan was so lacking in detail that the permit has a huge number of conditions, 62 in all. And some of them are shockingly basic. It did not even include a baseline or a description of success criteria. It did not include a grazing plan when the primary mitigation tool used to enhance the wetland was to increase the number of cattle from baseline conditions. To expect grazing to enhance wetlands is a bit of a joke. The Army Corps rejected it outright. The grazing plan was a year late and then required so much rewriting, it is still not complete. To use modern rotational grazing to improve wetland function is as speculative as the plan of row cropping endogenous plants. Most people knowledgeable in intensive rotational grazing are managing for high forage quality, vigor, and volume. This plan is managing for wetland function where plants slow waters down, increase residence time in the field, and also increase certain species. This is entirely different, and there is not a lot of experience in this, if any. Another major stumbling block in the MMP is that basically the land manager is being asked to be flood control manager for Little Lake Valley. This is Mendocino County, where hills are steep, soil is extremely friable, and streams are incised. This job has yet to be quantified and may revisit the board over and over again. The cost for mitigation must be accepted by the land manager, and you will only know this has taken place when the manager signs a contract. Already, the prospective land manager has declined the job until success criteria has been met. This can be from 5 to 10 years and possibly never.
Your time is up.
All right. I do have something for you to read later.
Please file that with our staff and they'll...
Indeed.
The next two-minute speaker is Melinda Clark.
Hi. Good morning. Thank you for having us. I want to say you...
You've got to restate your name for the record.
Oh, I'm sorry. Melinda Clark. Hi. I'm a resident of Willits, mother of five kids. I want to say you all could be heroes of the hour. I am part of a group of all sorts of citizens, all sorts of professions, all sorts of ages, and we are doing our damnedest to call attention to this issue here in Willits, which is affecting our very lifeblood, which is our water, and you all know that, or you wouldn't be on this board. Thank you, and I want to thank this gentleman behind me, too. You could be heroes of the hour stewarding in this, stewarding us through these precarious times. We must be wise enough to take seriously the words spoken by this gentleman, Steve, about working together to solve problems. And the words of our governor. Who said just the other day in his, I believe, State of the State, right now it is imperative that we do everything possible to mitigate the effects of the drought. We also need wetlands and watershed restoration. So you can only imagine the very worst thing we could possibly do is ruin one of the last remaining wetlands here. There's an old adage that says, before you speak or act, ask yourself, is it kind, is it true, or is it necessary? The Caltrans Willits Bypass scheme is certainly not, does not qualify as necessary based on false traffic studies and other things. It is certainly not kind to nature or the rest of us. Please call for a cease and desist. Thank you.
Our next two-minute speaker is Sandra Marshall. And to whom? I can't hear, but whoever hears her, you can speak for Sandra Marshall. But please identify yourself.
Hello, I'm Cynthia Reiser Jevons. I have lived in Willits for over 20 years, and I am abridging my speech to you. During the summertime, Caltrans illegally trucked in many, many truckloads, truckload after truckload, and tons of fill without your approval. The plan for the Willits Bypass does not even solve the main cause of the traffic congestion in Willits. All along the way, Caltrans has failed to follow state and federal law. They have failed to follow the permits granted by the Water Board and other government agencies, and they have failed to abide by even their own contracts. The destruction is so big, it is way over their own ability to manage and mitigate. So they haven't. So they keep asking for exceptions and extensions, and so far these have been inexplicably granted. Why? These exceptions are not helping California. They are not helping the watershed, the environment, the whole ecosystem, or the community that requires that water and wetlands for its current and future survival. So now we have a huge, unnecessary project that has no meaningful or helpful mitigation to offset the devastating destruction it is causing, and inadequate funding even for its own inadequate mitigation. It is its own worst-case scenario. It is time to think and act anew. I am calling on you to take this important opportunity to correct this situation. Under the current circumstances, it is unconscionable for the project to continue. The Water Board can and should direct your staff to order a cease and desist order and immediately suspend the permits for the Willits Bypass. If the project were to rationally reassess and eventually continue, at least the 40-acre northern interchange should be downsized to simultaneously save 30 acres of precious wetlands and many millions of gallons of water and many millions of taxpayer dollars. Caltrans must actually listen to the communities they are impacting. They haven't listened to us at all. And allow wise environmental leaders to help devise solutions, including mitigations, that are more beneficial to all.
And then you need to finish up.
Let us turn this disastrous situation into one that takes into account the current realities. You, the Water Board, have the power to do this. This is your job. Now is the time. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. That's it for speaker cards I have on this issue. Did anyone get left out? Okay. Then I'm going to, that would conclude the public forum. So I'm going to take it back to the Board of Directors. For discussion, although we are very limited in the sense we can't take direct action, and we have to go that serious issues have been raised, but you can't reach any conclusions as to whether they're true or not. So with that, I'll...
Mr. Chair, can I call upon Mr. St. John to... We have certainly heard... But I would like to know what our involvement has been.
And when you're doing that comment, if you could also respond to the thought that perhaps we would refer this to you for your review and a report back at the next board meeting and recommendations, if any, whether that you would feel that was appropriate. But first, answer Board Member Massey.
Sure. So first of all, I want to thank all the members for coming today and speaking to us. Regional board staff have had very significant concerns with the not having a final mitigation and monitoring plan. And we had a meeting with Caltrans district director and his staff in early January outlining some concerns relating to the deficiencies of what's been submitted to date. We followed up with a letter outlining those things that needed to be completed and requiring that the final mitigation and monitoring plan be submitted prior to the import of additional fill material this next construction season. Caltrans responded in a letter dated January 24th, reaffirming that commitment to deliver, produce a final mitigation and monitoring plan to us prior to import of fill. Our staff have been meeting regularly, both with Caltrans staff as well as with California Department of Fish and Wildlife staff, to go through our comments on the mitigation and monitoring plan, and in fact have a two-day meeting scheduled next week to continue that process. At this point, we want to allow time to continue to meet and work through these issues with Caltrans. If the board would like for a informational update at the next board meeting, we can provide that. I'd like to reserve not make a decision today as to whether that's an informational item or just a written update, because I'd like to confer with my staff counsel prior to making that decision.
Well, if we just phrase it as a report back to the board, then you can pick the form.
Okay.
And I any other board members have a comment? Because otherwise I'm going to refer. I had one other. The issue on the, and it's very confusing, and it's not our place necessarily to get into the details, on drawing down water and what is the nature of that permit. But I'd refer that to the state board, because it does seem in a drought situation, it may be a little different when they were given permission to take that water, and priorities between the community and construction. But if you could alert the state board water rights staff that they could investigate what is the nature of their permit and is appropriate under the current circumstances, plus a report to us.
Okay, we'll do that. Okay, thank you.
If there's nothing else, we're going to move on. I want to thank everyone for coming, and I hope you realize we are trying to track this much closer than we were before you brought it to our attention.
Thank you.
The next agenda item.